Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, filling in for Dave Pop, which is Rob Gary. Rob, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's going to be an amazing show we have today. I'm saying amazing because we're going to shock some people. Mm-hmm. We're going to shock some people because people believe that inflation is a big issue in retirement. That might not be the case.
Amazing.
Shocking.
Good news.
Good news. Well, we'll find out if it's really good news or not. And then we've got, the risk or the concern or legal issues as being an executor in your estate of a loved one. There's a concern out there. So we're going to talk about that and all the concerns and opportunities and what you can do to mitigate those risks on the show today. So we've got a really good show. And, you know, when you look at what happened in the markets this week,
Lots happening.
A lot to digest.
Mm-hmm.
We're still having the outbreak of the banking quote unquote crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see more and more banks starting to crack.
Right.
Some are breaking or being bought out. And then on top of that, you get the Federal Reserve, who said we're going to raise by a quarter point. Not surprising on the number. But at the same time that was being delivered, the Secretary Treasurer, Janet Yellen, comes out and she says, we're not going to cover all deposits for all banks. That's not accurate. And then the market started to become very volatile on Wednesday because of that. And what one thing that people have to remember is the Federal Reserve or the Treasury does not have the authority to go and just blanket cover everybody's deposits.
Right.
Neither does the Bank of Canada. They don't have the capability just to, or CDIC, they just can't go in and say, we're going to cover everybody's deposits. It has to be done through legislation. So MPs here have to agree to in Parliament, or the Congress has to agree with it in the US. So these are the kind of laws that we have to be prepared for and understand that this is not, and that was surprised a few. I guess people didn't realize there's a legal issue here. And so that caused a lot of volatility in the market.
Could become a political fight.
Could become a political fight, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to hear about, do we have enough coverage for insurance on mm-hmm. deposits in both countries, Canada, United States. That's going to continue. And you're going to probably see a couple of more banks show some cracks as well in the upcoming weeks or maybe even months, because this is still panning itself out on what's happening. What also was interesting, Rob, was what the Federal Reserve said about this whole banking issue, is that the banks in the U.S. are starting to limit the amount that they lend out to companies and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
That is monetary policy. That's basically tightening up the money supply, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve wants. So it might already happen. It could be already there. Now, the bond market's pricing in a recession and interest rate cuts and all that, the debate's still out there for that. We're not going to jump too much into what we think the debate is going to be on. But that's an interesting situation happening.
So where the banks are going to be tightening the system further.
Correct. So right? why raise interest rates?
Right.
If it's already happening, we can pause. So that was the kind of hint that the Federal Reserve gave. I think what we should kind of push this onto is the topic that many individual Canadians have. They're hearing about the economy, a potential recession. They're hearing about banking crisis. Inflation's still high, or now sticky is the word.
Mm-hmm.
There's somewhat uncomfortable with the political landscape. There's war. All these issues are on there, and they're reaching out to their financial advisor, their financial team, and they're kind of talking about these issues. The question that I have for you, Rob, is when an individual starts to speak to their financial team about these issues, what should they be doing next? So they call, they say, Rob, I'm unhappy with what's going on in the markets, or inflation is too high, or whatever their concerns are. Where do we go from there? Like, what should the mm-hmm. conversation be next?
Well, concerns are there, right? And everyone has different concerns, right? On their own situation or how it's affecting them. And that makes sense. The next stage is finding out, again, how it's affecting them, how it's affecting their financial situation, and if there's strategy in place or a plan in place to get through those.
I think you nailed it there when you said if there's a strategy in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of Canadians do not have a strategy when it comes to these sorts of issues: inflation, geopolitical, economic, banking crisis, whatever it may be. Let's go back to 2008. We had a bit of all that. Mm-hmm. And people who reacted to those issues, including the financial crises that dropped the markets as bad as it did, it was the strategy and implementing that strategy that helped people get through it.
Right.
Otherwise, you're left to the mercy of the markets, or you're left to the mercy of the economy, or you're left to the mercy of a decision that you're making in the moment in time versus a long-term strategy.
Bingo.
So I think when we look at this and we say, okay, if we're going to have concerns about whatever the topic is today, how is your strategy set up to make sure that you can handle this through the long term, mm-hmm. not just this moment in time?
What's our analogy on that?
So when we were talking about this coming into the studio, we talked about all these social media posts that I see about dieting. Now, maybe social mm-hmm. media wants me to lose weight, and that's why I'm seeing it all. But there's different types of diets. There's different types of ways to, quote unquote, lose weight. And when I speak to, you know, some friends who are not happy with their weight, they tell me a number. Mm-hmm. They go, Faisal, I want to get to, you know, this weight. So it's a target. It's a number. So similar to the financial industry, investors will say, I need to get to X dollars, or I need an X percent rate of return. So they're focused on the number. But when you look at the dieting side, if you just try to do a diet to get you to that point of that number, mm-hmm. something could still go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have a strategy. You have an approach, an idea at the time.
And in the dietary market, the fads become the instant success.
Right. So when it was 2020 and we were the work from home, and the fad was get into work from home stocks. And then you go into 2023 and the fad is GICs and savings account. The fad. Just go here, go there. Try this diet, try that diet. That's not a strategy.
Well, they may work for
the short term.
A month.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then what happens? And then how does that help you over long term? Yeah. What you're basically hoping for is that you're always going to pick the right fad at the right time, always, so you always hit your target.
So the strategy would be the tools to get you down to your optimal weight.
Yeah.
Not for 2 months, but for the rest of your life.
And why was that target weight selected?
Correct.
Right? So if I said I want to drop 20 pounds, is that a number I made up? Or has that been given by the medical advice that I have? And if it is medical advice, then it has to be a strategy in place mm-hmm. so I can keep that weight off. It's turning, you're going to hear this in that industry, it turns into a lifestyle,
right?
Not just a fad. Well, it has to be part of your life.
And is it a healthy target?
Correct.
Right? Is it too low? Are you trying to be on the runway?
Right. Are you trying to go too high of a number where you're taking too much risk?
Right.
And when it comes to your portfolio. So these types of things have to have a strategy and an approach that you can go through the every market condition.
Correct.
And that way you can ride through it knowing you've protected your income. You're going to grow over the long term. You're going to have cash flow for healthcare costs. You're going to protect yourself from overpaying in taxes. Those types of issues come up. And those are the kind of things that we're going to talk about at our upcoming seminar coming up in April. Give us the date and time for all that, Rob.
Yeah, you got it. It is Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, so one of the key things that you're going to hear about from this point, probably for the next few months at least, is that inflation is skyrocketing. It is going to impact retirement. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big problem, but is it? Is it really going to be a big problem? We have a guest coming on the show after the break talking about, don't think it's going to be a big problem. I think we're making it a big problem because of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Let's look at data. Let's look at different countries. Look at our own country and come back and see if this is a serious problem or not. So it surprised us when we chatted with him.
It did.
And it surprises because of the way inflation doesn't impact a retiree. And you'll have to join us for the break. After the break, you're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.